New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive. Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Sometimes I say things, I don't know if it's too regional or not. But in Los Angeles, we don't talk about it, but we live it, knowing that on any given day, the big one could hit. And when we say the big one, we're talking about earthquakes. And we're all told to have preparedness kits. They're called to-go bags. Now, some people have basic ones, but you know me, I do extra. I say pack more than just what you'll need. More than just food and some fucking water. You want to have more than just a bag with essential shit that you know you're going to fucking need. You need a bag that takes actual scenarios into account. Now, what if you're at a fucking wedding or graduation? You know, what would you need then? You're out and about. You're at a ceremony or something. Got a bow tie on or some shit and a fucking dress on. Looking at a cocktail dress or some shit like that. And a big one hit. You got the right shit with you? You got the right shit in that fucking purse? Or in your back pocket? Or in your wallet? Or you got shit stuck in your sock? A fucking granola bar in your sock? In case shit go awry. Hey, shit, I got a granola bar in my sock right now, Miles. I don't play around.
Yeah, not a good place to keep a granola bar.
Oh, and it stays fresh, though. It's wrapped. It's wrapped.
But does it in a sock?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, it does, Miles. It's not porous and shit, you know? Now, unless you take the shit out the wrapper and then put that shit in your sock, unwrap. Now, then you fucked up. Now you messed up now. You got a granola bar in your sock, unwrapped.
Yeah.
Shit.
I just want to say, as a fellow resident of California, Southern California, you did do the unspeakable. You're not supposed to talk about it. You don't talk about the big one.
People always talk about the big one.
No, they don't.
You know, they got big one clubs where they sit in basements and shit and talk about possibilities.
Well, those are doomsday people. They're
doomsdays. They call them doomsdayer. Dayers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to hang with them either. I don't think that they're the most happy people in the world.
They're happy, but I tell you one thing: they fucking ready. And you better get to know one of them, at least be a friend of one of them, so they can think about your ass. Maybe call you up, say, "Hey, man, you okay?" Sometimes you gotta be prepared for shit, Miles.
No, I agree with that.
You gotta think about you better think about what you might need.
Yeah.
You know, how about this, Miles?
Uh-huh.
How about you're in the middle of paying back a loan? Like maybe a buddy of yours loaned you $300.
Yeah.
And you go in your wallet to give him the fucking money and the big one hits. Do you still pay that fucking loan or you put that money back in your fucking pocket? You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit. I mean, you know, it depends on how long the earthquake goes. Like, it can't be like one of those short ones and you just start running.
Right. It depends what the magnitude is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the magnitude determines when you put that money back in your pocket.
Yeah.
Or you pay that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
kind of agree with that.
You both kind of forget about the moment. You forget about that fucking money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Have you ever owed so much money to somebody that you hope you get a little trimmer and that way, you know, put that money back in your pocket or fuck home?
No, I'd probably hope to get the money to pay them. I don't think I would hope for a catastrophe.
Have you ever paid a motherfucker back in a hurricane and the money blew out your hand? And do you still owe that motherfucker that money? If you put the money in his hand and the shit blow out his hand.
Well, I question both of you for doing a business transaction in the midst of a hurricane. But I would say if the person touched the money, like, and they really had it, that's on them.
See, if it's a certain category,
right.
Are you responsible for that fucking money, Miles?
Right. Well, I would say this. I would say, you know, if you're going to make a payback loan, just check your local weather. But I think we should start the show. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, Keep Calm and Carry On. Are you ready for the quote?
Give it to me, Miles. Give it to me.
We play out our days as we play out cards, taking them as they come, not knowing what they will be. It's by Samuel Butler.
We play out our days as we play out cards, taking them as they come, not knowing what they will be.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Fucking interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shuffle this motherfucking deck. And when we come back, I'm going to be ready to deal this shit out.
Okay.
That's what the fuck I did. Yeah. That's what I just did.
You did one of your things. You did the card.
You do that shit all the time.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, we'll come back as long as the big one doesn't happen. Because now you got me worried about it.
Fuck. See, I took it down a certain road. See?
Yep.
That's on me. That's on me.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, we play out our days as we play out our cards, taking them as they come, not knowing what they will be.
Whew, man.
Yeah.
Shuffle the deck. Shuffle the deck. You know what? I say that because people out there, life is a high-stakes card game. Now, if you've been in a high-stakes card game or you've watched one, like the World Series of Poker, you know it can be exciting, exhilarating, and scary as fuck all at once, all wrapped into one thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
People love it. Some people who love it, they love it. It's stressful, but they fucking love it.
It's their passion.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I love about it? It's all kind of characters around that table. Man, all over the world sometimes.
Yeah.
You got the guy with the cowboy hat. You got some guy with dark-ass shades on. Mysterious dude. A woman in a wedding dress, and then some guy wearing a Groucho Marx, the nose and the mustache and shit, and the glasses. Maybe, you know what, you throw a fencer in there. I fucking love you throw somebody like a fencer in that bitch with the mask on and the fucking little sword and shit. You know, those little sword fighting guys with the whole mask shit on.
The white suit.
Outfit.
Yeah.
It's classy. Some classy shit. See, I would wear that to a dinner party. The whole fucking outfit.
Yeah. So this is a card game at the Alice in Wonderland Hotel and Casino.
Fuck yeah, Miles. Yeah. Wherever. And they always pick those fascinating locations to have these games at. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know what? Here's the cool thing about it.
Yeah.
All of them sitting around that damn table, all with their own stories, playing that game.
Yeah.
Playing it out one card at a time. Whew. Fascinating. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know how to play poker. God damn it, I get it. I get what they get out of it.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not a big poker player either, but just to help you out, if you ever do want to play, you don't need a costume. You can just show up in street clothes.
No, most people, they show up in costumes, Miles. Pajamas, or whatever, Miles. Yeah. One dude showed up one time in a welder's outfit. I said, what the hell is going on here?
I don't think that would be allowed, but go ahead.
It makes it interesting. Put it like that.
If you say so.
So let's talk about the damn high stakes game.
Okay. So they're there. I got it. The lady in the wedding dress, what happened to her, and the
welders.
The fencer. They're sitting down to play this high stakes game.
First of all, don't get in that game if you don't know the rules.
Right.
Now you might be able to fake your way through a hand or two, but sooner or later, that game will figure you out. And you'll lose all your shit. All your shit. You start betting things you shouldn't be betting.
Right.
House, a wife, a night with your wife, stupid shit like that. All kinds of your car, that was, car keys.
Wasn't that a movie with Woody Harrelson?
Fuck yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And was it Robert Redford? Yeah. So, I don't think people normally bet a night with their spouse, but it was in a movie, so I'll allow it.
You know what happened, yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm going to tell you something. You better learn the fucking rules of that game before you sit your ass down. You're sitting there thinking they're playing crazy eights, but they're really playing Uno. See? Now, how come they don't have a World Series of Uno, Miles? Now, that'd be cool. Yeah. You know? That way you can have more fun. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then maybe all those characters and costumes might make more fucking sense.
They might.
So you're playing a fun game. Like, yeah. Uno is fun shit, you know?
Right.
You come in the most elaborate shit you could put on. Elaborate costume.
Yeah.
Hmm? That should be fun.
I guess. I just assumed when they all sat down, they knew it was a poker table. But okay. So, hey, but
I like a motherfucker come there and sit down, and he's still holding the parachute, like the parachute in his hand.
Yeah.
And the shit is all in the way. That would be fucking fun.
So he parachuted down to play the game?
Fuck yeah. He landed in the parking lot and he gathered up the parachute and walked in the casino and sat his ass down to play.
I'm going to reiterate to you just to do. You can wear street clothes to play poker, but go ahead.
Here's what it is about poker. Mm-hmm. You know, once you learn the rules, learn the game in that order. Going to school, college, trade school, technical school, that's just learning the rules of shit, of life. That's just laying the groundwork of your fucking life.
Right. It's preparation.
Yeah, right. So you got to sit your ass down at that table to actually play the damn game. That table is life. That's fucking life.
Yeah.
Look that damn table over. Assess the world and the other players in it. You got to learn the nuances, the fucking nuances. You got to learn how to play the odds, when to ignore the odds, and when to bluff these fools. Because you might believe it or not, through life, you better learn how to bluff these fools out there.
Yeah.
But they'll take advantage of your fucking hand.
Everybody wants the edge.
Mm-mm. But the most important thing you got to develop, Miles, is your poker face. Yeah. You got to have a poker face.
Yeah. The guy, the welder and the fencer don't really need it because they got those masks.
Can't see the face. Yeah. You're fucking right. You can't see the goddamn face.
Yeah. But the other ones are going to need this.
The other one's going to need it. Yeah. And I'm telling you something, a good poker face is going to help your ass a lot. It will help you dot your I's, cross your T's, and M your N's.
What was that? M your N's?
Come on, Miles.
It's not a thing, man.
Come on, Miles. Don't do this. Don't do this right now. You know goddamn well, an M is nothing more than two fucking N's.
Okay, I'm thinking about it in my head. Maybe you could have two little N's be an M, but two capital N's don't make an M. And no one says that anyway.
No one said it yet. You gotta say shit before people say it. You know what I mean? And you can't not sit here and tell me, Miles, that a fucking W isn't two V's. You can't tell me that shit, Miles. Anybody out there? Anybody ever want to contradict the fuck I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you tell me two V's, it's not a W?
Well, you sprung that on me and now you're saying I disagreed. Two V's is a W.
Fuck yeah. And two N's is a goddamn M.
Okay. Well, everyone out there, double your V's.
Anyway, having that poker face and have people not completely get you, it's the best thing in the world. That's the best weapon you could ever have is a poker face.
Yeah.
Why not, Miles?
I didn't go against you. I didn't refute that.
See, what's happening now? You're still thinking about that goddamn N and that fucking W.
Look, I don't want to get caught up in that again. So I'm going to pry my way out of the trap.
And when I say a lowercase B, I'm saying turn your ass around, D. I tell little D to turn your ass around.
You talk the letters a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, here's the quote, and let's end this thing.
Okay.
We play out our days as we play out our cards, taking them as they come, not knowing what they will be. You have gone into a poker game at length. You can wear costumes. I'd say you can dress in street clothes, but the bottom line is learn the game, then play the game, because it's the only way to really understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
What's the takeaway?
Here's what it is. A card game, just like life, is unpredictable. We are all stuck playing the cards that we are dealt. Now, the best you can do is peek at your cards and try to anticipate the next. But the bottom line is those cards are already shuffled and are in process of being dealt. Ain't no sense complaining about your cards. Instead, learn how to play those cards that have been dealt. Watch out for cheaters. You know, motherfuckers who want to take shortcuts in life. You know, watch out for those cheaters looking to game the system and take what's yours. But beyond that, play your cards. In the right hands, a pair of twos can beat a royal flush. My advice to you young people out there, get you a brand new deck. and build yourself a house of cards and live in that bitch. Oh, Miles. So I just did.
Yeah.
See? Make you a card mansion and live in that bitch.
Maybe an extra bit of advice for all you young people out there. Maybe don't listen to this podcast.
You trying to tell me a motherfucker can't live in a card house, Miles? You trying
no.
to say that?
Oh, no, you can't. You can't live in a card house.
But those who live in a card house know how to live in a card house. They be very careful. They're very careful because they know that bitch could fall down
right
any moment.
Well, my prayers go out to all of those people living in card houses. Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe were even inspired along the way. Before you go, leave us a comment. And while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show. And be on lookout for our special celebrity guest episodes where JB invites some cool celebrity friends to come on here and break down a quote. Really, leave us your quotes. And you can leave us on social media too. Hey, JB, what's your social media?
Snap. JB Smoove.
Or at TrainedMonkey12. Really, leave your quotes. Once again, I'm Miles and he's...
JB Smoove.
See you next time.
Yeah, man. That'd be fabulous. I just said I'm about to have me a card beach house. Right on the water.
It's windy on the beach.
Yeah, it's a little wet too for me. So maybe not.
Yeah.
This has been a Team Coco production.